This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Frida Liu here.
It's been a long week. It's okay.
You can even get that wrong. Frida Liu here with Christine Wong. We can talk about the story on workflows. What is the tourism traveling?
Yes, right. So MySejahtera could be the key to the local tourism sector as well. Operators from tour and travel agencies agreed that the MySejahtera app, when powered by a reliable management system, can be regarded as the official vaccination record that allows people to travel for work and leisure, which I think to you and me both, Frida, is fantastic news. According to the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, also known as MATA, Secretary General Nigel Wong said the app would play a crucial role in reinvigorating tourism, which includes both business and leisure travel, conventions, exhibitions, and meetings. MATA has also been proposing that the government allows completely vaccinated Malaysians to travel interstate and overseas.
Yay.
Nigel added, the app will also help facilitate more than just travel, but also other related economic sectors, such as the food and beverage and other lifestyle-related industries. Because of this, it's important that economic frontliners be given priority for vaccination, because as is with medical frontliners, economic frontliners will now be one of our first lines of defense during the economic revival phase. As the first step in encouraging a revival of the tourism sector, priority should be on vaccinating the tourism frontliners.
Right on the ground, the Star caught up with Samri Abdul Rahman, a 46-year-old Ma Marie woodcarver from Kampung Orang Asli Sungai Bumbun, who hopes to be the first one out the door when Malaysians are able to travel with the digital certification of their vaccination status on the MySejahtera app. He added, I wanted to register for the vaccine, but I did not know how until a friend showed me. So I'm happy it's done now. So Samri is a father of two, and is one of the well-known woodcarvers in the Aboriginal village near Kuala Langat who produce woodcraft, such as the man in mask and tiger in chains. So prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, he then often traveled locally and overseas to showcase his skills and art. He also said, I have been to Paris, London, Bangkok, Shanghai and Bali and many places locally with Kraftangan Malaysia throughout the years. I'm hopeful of introducing the intangible art of the Ma Marie tribe to more people of the world when the pandemic is over.
And when tourism frontliners and fully vaccinated individuals are allowed to travel freely, tourism operators can then restart operations. And because of this, tourism operators have been encouraging staff to register for vaccination so they can be ready to go back to business. Nigel Wong added MATA members are eagerly awaiting for their staff to get vaccinated. He also said that MATA is exploring every avenue to ensure the tourism industry is back on track and willing to work closely with the International Trade and Industry Ministry to explore options.
Right, so let's hope that gets up and running soon. And back to our earlier conversation as well, we have here a comment from Ro. It says, the elephant in the room is our vaccination numbers need to greatly surpass our infection rates before a lockdown will actually work. Slow acquisition, administering, coupled with our reluctance and picking our vaccines like lao at a nasi lemak stall, dishes mm-hmm. at lao so stall, have further compounded this. So I guess, you know, that's the thing as well. And as soon as we can get vaccinated, as soon as the vaccines arrive and, you know, we get to more numbers being vaccinated, that'll be an exciting time. So, you know, I can't wait to actually travel just maybe out of the state.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think it's pretty fair to say that you and I both, Frida, are travel bugs. We love to see, you know, new places and explore. And so having this whole period where we haven't even been able to leave like KL
right.
Or Selangor, you know, right. depending on which one. I mean, I gotta say, even driving to the office nowadays feels like a whole adventure to me.
You're like a new territory, right?
Every I know. It's week. Like I get to leave the house. It's magical.
All right. Okay. We hope that we'll be able to get Dr. Abdul Latif Haji Abu Saman, Director General Malaysia Productivity Corporation, back on the line. We hope that's the case. But in the meantime, just, you know, let us know your thoughts via Twitter and Instagram. This is BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.